Last week, a woman in New South Wales was prosecuted for self-administering an abortion drug. If she'd been in Victoria, this wouldn't have happened. Ollie Henderson investigates the complicated situation between our state's legislatures.
It was made public last week that a woman in New South Wales was prosecuted for self-administering drugs to procure an abortion. Although abortion can be accessed through legal loopholes, in New South Wales, abortion is still illegal and punishable with up to 10 years in prison under the Crimes Act. The Wire spoke to Professor Heather Douglas from the Law School at the University of Queensland, who said that these convictions are also happening in her state.
It was only 2010 where a young woman who's 19 years old was prosecuted under the abortion legislation in Queensland. And obviously that was really traumatic. She was charged, she was taken to the police station, had to give a statement. There was a committal, so there was a pre-trial system where she basically gave evidence at the pre-trial and that went to the trial. And it was the only at the 11th hour after sort of 18 months of this that the jury decided to acquit her, so she walked away. But she could have theoretically gone to jail in Queensland, and certainly we've got a situation where someone's been charged with that criminal offence. So it is used.
Abortion law in Australia differs greatly from state to state.
In Queensland and New South Wales, abortion is a crime, both for the woman who has a determination and for the doctors and anaesthetists and receptionists and all of those around her who support the abortion. It is legal. There's a defence which has been interpreted in case law in both states when the doctor believes a woman's physical or mental health is in serious danger. To the opposite end of that is the ACT, Australian Capital Territory, where abortion's legal. So it's just like any other operation. A woman can go to her doctor and the doctor will advise her what she can do next, and off they'll go and probably do a termination as long as it's safe for her to have a termination. There's also some exclusion zones there. ACT government can require people to stay a certain distance away from certain places where terminations are provided.
Bethany Sheedon has experienced these confrontational spaces outside abortion clinics as the founding member of My Body, My Right, an advocacy group that creates safe spaces outside abortion clinics in lieu of government action.
So My Body, My Right advocates for reproductive health rights in New South Wales, and we started by counter-protesting an anti-choice group that congregated outside a clinic. Once the anti-choice group stands outside the clinic, everyone can see that there's something going on. Everyone's aware of why someone is going into that building. These places are surrounded by so much shame and stigma that they don't even have the name of the clinic on the building. And so as soon as an anti-choice group is outside, it becomes very clear what people are going into the building for. They've got these misleading A-frames and things like that with imagery, this fake imagery of fetuses and plastic dolls in a cabinet out on the street that everyone can see. And it takes away that privacy completely from that space.
In New South Wales, the member for Newtown, Jenny Leong, put forward a motion before the New South Wales Legislative Assembly for the House to support a woman's right to access safe and legal abortion that was unanimously supported.
Recently, we were managed to get a motion through the New South Wales lower house to confirm a woman's right to access safe legal abortion.
Jenny Leong believes that this reflects what the community wants.
We know that the public recognises, and overwhelming majority of people recognise, that a woman should have the right to access safe legal abortion. The idea of criminalising women's health choices is just a completely outdated notion that the whole community has moved on from. This shouldn't be a controversial issue. The idea of allowing a woman to access safe legal abortion shouldn't be controversial. And hopefully now this will give a boost to the broader campaign to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales.
Jenny Leong, Greens member for Newtown there, ending that report by Ollie Henderson.